the calling of the mystic awakening in the flowering of the heart, everybody.
We live in extraordinary times. Of this there is no doubt. The word awakening is used over and over to describe this epic pace of advancing insights and understandings into how the universe works. It's led us into innovation and invention unlike anything mankind has ever known. Hi, I'm Adam T. Gardner. Over time, I've become a whole food, whole herb medicine man. I'm the visionary for America's Medicine Wheels and creator of the Human Accelerator website. And I see myself as being just like you, filled with wonders about this amazing age we're all in. The Second Genesis Awakening one-hour radio show is going to bring it all home. Expose how evolutionary our lives can become every day. Your host, Deborah Bruintout, singer, songwriter, mother, and intuitive facilitator, is going to take you on a journey into the lives of folks just like you and me, who saw what was possible and took actions that have accelerated our lives into a whole and new reality. It's a level that, well, even our most advanced scientific insights don't realize yet how our daily lives can have this genetic activation of a second Genesis awakening and birth. It's written within the very fabric of our spirits, woven into every cell in our flesh. It's a truth we always knew was there, as its mysterious way transforms so many of our open hearts. Now, here's your host, Deborah.
Welcome to the show. I greet you, and I'm so happy that you are listening, and that today will be one of a deep awakening as we really are melting into presence. And to be present is how that is happening, is to be present right now. So I invite you to the Second Genesis Awakening radio show, which is a part of the Sustainability, Regeneration, and Green platform shows on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We are live and on Boston and worldwide. If you have tuned in for the very first time, we are a syndicated Boston-based internet station. And you can listen to us just about anywhere you are, whether you're on your phone or Alexa or in your car or with your Bluetooth. And recently, we also became part of the iHeartRadio. So there's just a lot of things happening with your devices and in this world where there's so much connecting, the wonderful part of it is the international and how that we all are connected. And as we go into this show today, this show is dedicated for the International Day of Peace, which is this Saturday, September 21st. And I would like to have a song played for you that we could listen together to open our hearts with the International Peace Day of Peace.
We all want our voices to be heard. Everyone wants a chance to be someone. We all have dreams we need to dream, but sweeter than air, star you can reach is when you reach and find you found someone. You'll hold this world's most priceless thing, the greatest gift this life can bring, if you can look back and know someone, held by someone, meant something to someone, loved somebody, touched somebody's heart along the way. You can look back and say, yeah, yeah. You were loved. Someone finds the world in your eyes, there you know you found all you need. You'll hold this world's most priceless prize, the sweetest treasure in this life. You can look back and know you were loved. To someone, love somebody, touch somebody's heart along the way. You can look back and say, yeah, you were loved. So many roads that you.
Remember that love always prevails. And as my husband Adam T. says to me a lot of times, divine love is the glue, that substance of the universe that we breathe and we just are exactly in this incredible space. And you are loved. We are loved, and it is an International Day of Peace. So if you could join me just for a moment and be in the silence, in that deep place of a prayer for a moment, a wish, a hope, even if you don't have hope, that you could hope for hope. Because there's so much going on in the world and in the day-to-day. But when we stop, and just remember, tell somebody you love them. And in that love creates peace. I also have a challenge that my father gave to me. It was the last words that he said to me. And he was actually a downwinder from the atom bomb that went off in the desert in the 1950s, as in the desert of southern Utah and the regions out here, and we were called the downwinders, and he contracted leukemia. And as he spoke to me, and his last words were to me, was how much he loved me and loved all of us, but me, I took it in, and he said, take good care of yourself for me. So I would like to say that to the collective. There is a collective in all of us, that substance, that glue, that universal love. And that we could each take that moment and touch that memory that you know who you love and that you love yourself. And make sure that you find something in your day, no matter what it is, no matter what's going on, and take the moment in your own way and be about peace. Be about making something within your day, your moment, to create that. Well, in my life, I wanted to share my path, which is the second Genesis birth for me, and it feels like a resurrection into a brand new life. And I just know that it started with the beginnings of all the gratitude and realizing in a near-death experience that I had had years and years before the new reality began, and that I was told that I had things to still do, and I could go into that whole experience, but I just want to share the message that I wasn't done yet, but that I could stay. I loved where I was in the glorious peace. That it's hard to even express that peace that comes. And in that peace, it said, you'll do fine. You can do, you have a choice. But if you don't finish what you're here to do, then you'll just know you didn't complete that. And that was my decision right there, that I'm to come back. And it was very painful coming back. I had actually lost a child not in childbirth, but in a miscarriage. And it was a horrendous experience. And when I came back, I wasn't even sure if I was going to make it or live much longer day to day. But I got stronger, and as I began to say, my question was, well, what is it that I'm here for? Because I couldn't quite comprehend it. I had lost at that time, and I'm going to be playing some music for you today for both of my two girls who I did write music for a child, Crystal, and Remember Me for Summer. And so being a songwriter and a singer, I just did my music, or the music of my heart, the music I heard for them. So I will be sharing that with you. But at this time, having gone through what I know to be in many things that I share, the loss of my father and my brother of HIV, and being with each one of them at their passing, and their crossing, and knowing what it is to go through post-stress syndrome, and to be present with it, to know that it was time to just be in the grief, and know that I had no comprehension of what it is that I'm to do. So as time went on, I met this beautiful man whom I'm married to now. And during that time, I wanted to, the minute I saw him, I knew. And it was hard to even describe, and I still feel that same way, even more love, that I love you to him. And I want to say that to everyone, that each one of you would think that person that you love and go to that place where love does exist and peace exists in you. It is within you. It's an inside job. It's right there. And those memories can flood and you can ask that they come in, those feelings of divine love, the love that heals, benevolent feelings. And I was sitting here in my office, and I looked at two poems that he found, because we've been doing a lot of cleaning, and he calls it, we're clean slating, and we've been doing this for several years, and it's very spontaneous. It's we're not in charge of it. It's amazing to see when you're being present, and that we let go, and we just be with continuing in our day-to-day, our moment-by-moment. And things come up all the time as we're releasing, we're letting go, and taking every moment to make that choice. There's a choice to be kind. There's a to yourself, to just deep in breath and gratitude for God, for that creator, for that which, whatever your belief system is, whatever your experience is, to be in that reverence, in that peace, in that gratitude that is possible, that you could feel it, and that we could begin to not argue with ourselves as much and feed the one that is peace, the one that is gratitude. And just for 10 minutes, sometimes it's all it takes is the decision to do so. And I'm sitting in the office, and I find that he had brought me these poems, and that he had written in January of 1993, it says at 12:45 p.m. And the first one I want to read, and I would like you to just take a few breaths with me, because breath is such a gift, a gratitude that we take a moment for that we can breathe, and that there is peace that is beyond our comprehension that exists within us, and that we can feel the angelic hosts and those that surround us that want to let us know how much they love us. It can be dimensional, it can be across the veil. All that love, it's just immense. It is the glue that is so divine. So I would like to read you this poem. Be still, my heart. I see you now. How alone, so tired and bruised. You have done the very best for us through this kingdom of fear. God sees us, you and I, my heart, his will to unite our lives. For each ache and each tear and each sad lament of fire now burns, endears. And if I were a slab of clay atop God's potter's stand, the outward changing features put forth his inward power to heal. So breathe, my heart, for each breath God's light begins to shed a glow, a warmth, enwrapped in love, the one who is his son. And then in 1693, 12:15 a.m., I learned the most recently that God's very spirit is the air. And when his spirit fills my lungs, each breath is now a prayer. 'Tis time to stop the endless struggle with doubt, with fear, with pain, and with every breath of air inhale, the life from which I came. In comes his breath, its grace all-knowing, to bring my consciousness to his. And as I exhale, now departs all the pain, all doubt, all fears. I wandered far in a search for what I sense is now quite near. This moment it comes. But then perplexed, I watch what it was disappear. If only what I have longed to possess would stay a while yet. With each prolonged extent moment, its volume would soon be met. May we all take a few moments and be in this reverence, this time where we make a difference together in a collective, as we rise up together, and that we decide and we declare. So if you can, even in your heart, it's a plea, I can feel myself pleading, to take a moment and declare in your heart, all of us that are listening, I declare peace. And I'll be right back, and you're listening to Deborah on the Second Genesis Awakening. And we'll be right back. This is Dream Vision 7 Radio.
Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. Just wanted to let you know we've got a wonder-filled curriculum put together. The website's a gathering place for what's called our We Community. We're working to build America's medicine wheels, where you'll be able to sample the most advanced regenerative medicine and lifestyles ever known. But you don't have to wait for us to finish the building in order to begin your adventure into insights and understandings that'll be at our completed cultural center near Zion National Park. You can join the We Community for free. We've got over a dozen videos to share about us, about life, about the possibility that mankind now has to live free of all sickness and disease. That's thehumanaccelerator.org. See you there. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org, just letting you know we've created what I like to call the B movie. It'll make you laugh, I promise. It'll make you sigh with relief. It's finally here, this truth whose time has come. We've divided it into segments for easier viewing, which lets you zero in on thoughts you're attracted to, so it can be played over and over during those periods. It's an evolutionary sharing that'll leave you transformed in ways you never could have imagined. Becoming a whole food holder medicine man over a 3-decade period, I share cutting-edge ways of living that'll seem new because of the modern insights we have, yet it's an ancient lifestyle, genetically and epigenetically wired into every cell of the human body. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org and take the ride of your life. For just over 200 years, mankind has been capable of accessing insights and understandings of how the universe works, unlike any other moment in man's history.
This age has brought unimaginable wonders into our lives. But what if there were a new way to learn? An evolutionary next step where we will actually
see, smell, taste, touch, and hear wonders we never knew existed until now.
Catch the Human Accelerator with Adam T. Gardner every Tuesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by going to dreamvision7radio.com, your internet choice for inspiration and vision.
We'll see you there.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, joy. Let life flow.
Remember Me, that's a song that I wrote and recorded with my beautiful daughter at that time in my life, back in the early 90s, about the same time that we were reading the poem, actually. We were down in the studio in Los Angeles with some very fabulous people, musicians, and just what a glorious time. And as I was received that song, I knew that it was just absolutely every word felt like life itself, and it was a glorious time to sing and be with my daughter Summer, who in 1994 crossed in an automobile accident, and I know many of you know that. And for those that don't, it was quite an experience. My other daughter, her sister, who was younger, was in a coma for, out of her 10 years, 8 of those, well, actually 9 years, and that's Crystal. So Summer was just absolutely a delight. And just to feel her love. And I can say, even as I write now, that love always prevails and laughter heals and music can be given for healing. And she was with me at that time down in that recording. It was a time where we felt ourselves expanding into music, and that we were able to begin to feel that glue, that we were much more than we thought we could ever be, and that the music was healing in every way for both of us. And we were putting together the Crystal Butterflies album for her sister. But Remember Me, I knew it was Summer's song at the time I sang it, but she was right there with me. And now when I hear it and I listen to that music, it makes me laugh. It brings me joy. I feel that I got to say to her how much I love her. And I got to feel her love. So when we began the show, it's remember to say I love you to someone, to that someone. And that someone is yourself. Remember to take good care of yourself. And in taking good care of yourself, that's my next one, is that food heals. And I learned that part of my purpose for being here is much more than I ever knew was an integral part of my integration into being on the Second Genesis Awakening. Because my Second Genesis Awakening began to give me a brand new way, a lifestyle that felt good. I started to get into a better reality of healing and breathing, and no longer to have asthma. And I know I've talked about this on many different shows, but even the possibility in my mind to be unlimited in my thinking, to not eat out of the box. And I say that with a laugh. We don't eat out of the box. We don't eat out of the cans. And, you know, we eat mostly living vibrational foods from the garden, organic, and there's so much life. And that is it gives me a new reality. It is like a resurrection from feelings of despair. I feel that it really assists me in my post-stress and being able to be more present. Like the other day, I just wanted to share this on the air, and I thought, well, I don't want to go all over the place. But Adam T. Gardner, our friend Susan and her garden, she brought some peaches over. And I just thought, ooh, I'm not sure, you know, it might take them a while. And he says, I'm having a peach, and they're not that good. Because he was teasing me. He's making me laugh. Because when he says they're not that good, I know he wants most of them. So he opens it up. And I honestly ate that peach. It was so juicy. And it was just delicious that every part, every hair on my head, every part of my hair on my shoulders, you know, it just like just went higher. And I felt like just being lifted up. And I was just so happy. It was so delicious just eating that peach. And I thought to myself, Kevin, with Adam T. Gardner, I'm in heaven. And he looks at me because he's busy working. And I go, no, I've had the peach of the year. And I felt the difference. It lifted my spirit. And that's how I feel music and the substance of divine love that is in the intelligence of the vibration of the light. And it's like a song that I feel just vibrating and lifting me. I feel that with music. I feel that with the breath when I do a lot of deep breathing, meditations, yoga, good water. There's just so many wonderful things that we can do that does create a collective. Because every cell in our bodies, as we have been, so scientists tell us, we slough off and we get more intelligence, and then it creates more intelligence, and that every cell in everything on this planet, we're all connected. And so as I do what I call it, my integral work collectively, that others too can feel that love and feel that peace and feel that sustaining power. So when I think of summer and I think of Remember Me, it's a remembering me as a funny face, remember me as the one who wouldn't bring you down. Because when you're eating a life full of goodness, and it clears so many things, it clears the way. And yes, there can be moments in my cleansing that I'll hit a cleanse. And so there are times when I know that the good news is coming, because this, all of this will be gone, and I've done even more deeper work into a clean flesh. Anyway, enough of that. But I wanted to share with you that I do feel that there is a second Genesis birth. And however each one of us are embracing it, embracing this moment, it's here, it's possible, and that is what we do desire, to be well. And sometimes I've noticed how contagious it is when we get around people that, especially, we're finding it everywhere we go, and that if we focus on all the hatred and all that is being bombarded, or I call projected upon us, or projected, if I project it on another person, it's time to take responsibility and to really look at the possibilities of healing and stopping the trauma. And the other day, I guess it was, Deborah Beauvais had a wonderful guest, which I listened to, and I stopped and listened to her show. It was Tuesday, and she did a live with a wonderful guest who was a healing intergenerational Jewish trauma with Teresa Firestone, PhD. Oh my goodness. When she talked about being able to have hope and to know that we collectively, that our DNA and our epigenetics, which we know at the second Genesis, that all of this is possible, that we together in our own declaration, our own breath, in every way we decide and we create what we want. And for me, just eating the peach was automatic. That took me and sent me to the most glorious place, and it's right here on earth. And just to be healthy. So that's another thing for you, for me. And it's just that time to go within, to go to the place of peace. And that's what this show is all about today. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Deborah Bruentout, and thank you for joining me.
Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org, just letting you know we've created what I like to call the B movie. It'll make you laugh, I promise. It'll make you sigh with relief, it's finally here, this truth whose time has come. We've divided it into segments for easier viewing, which lets you zero in on thoughts you're attracted to so it can be played over and over during those periods. It's an evolutionary sharing that'll leave you transformed in ways you never could have imagined. Becoming a whole food holer medicine man over a 3-decade period, I share cutting-edge ways of living that'll seem new because of the modern insights we have, yet it's an ancient lifestyle genetically and epigenetically wired into every cell of the human body. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org. and take the ride of your life. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. for over 3 decades, I've lived an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine of the plant kingdom. I've not eaten any animal flesh, no meat, no eggs, no fish, no milk, cream, or cheese, for 30 years and counting. I've lived and witnessed what modern science says is impossible, and now can share piercing insights into how food is medicine and medicine can be food. I'm writing a series of books called The Second Genesis Awakenings. Book one is The Second Genesis Diet, Welcome Home. It's a diet book unlike any diet book ever written, I promise. It's available online at our website, thehumanaccelerator.org. It's also at amazon.com. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. In an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine, I've discovered piercing insights into how the human body works in a harmonic, symbiotic relationship with the plant kingdom of life. This genetic and epigenetic dynamic gives us, each individual, the power to remove troubles from our bodies without harming or removing any organs. It's an evolutionary next step for mankind, ultimately leading into a human life free of sickness and disease. The details of this reality are in Book 2, called The Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org for a copy, or amazon.com. That's The Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration.
Welcome back to the Second Genesis Awakening Radio Show. We are here today in the remembrance and thought and holding within us the vision, within us a living vision, in the universal love for International Day of Peace. So that's what our show is all about, also sharing my story, a little bit more about me. I have a lot of guests on and I do a lot of other things with the Second Genesis Awakenings, but I'm sharing my own Second Genesis Awakening with you. And also I'm a singer and a songwriter. To say that is kind of to really, you know, a real singer and a songwriter. Oh my goodness. There are so many amazing people. It's wonderful just to be singing along and keeping the music alive. But I've been sharing with you Remember Me, who was written for my and dedicated to my gifted daughter, Summer Michelle Poulsen, who lived to be 16 years old, and talked a little bit about that, talked about my food journey. I want to also go into laughter, and I want to talk about people in my life that just make me laugh, even in the hardest times. And they're not really trying to. It's actually, they're just so present, and their love is so powerful. And we get together, and I just wanted to share. I was at a meeting yesterday, which I enjoy so much to go to. We do a study group with St. Germain every Wednesday, and I'm on my way home, and I wanted to call. I have two Cindy Larsons in my life. One of the Cindy Larsons in my life did a website for me and worked with the radio shows years ago with Calling All Angels. And she was just always been a delight and always made me laugh. And she had gone through some trauma herself and is still healing from post-stress syndrome from a car accident that she had. And I think about her from time to time. And then I had gone to St. Germain's group, and there's another just beautiful Cindy Larson who was at the group, and I was wanting to call her. And there were both Cindy Larsons in my book, in my phone, and I dialed Cindy Larson, who was my dear friend that had done the websites and worked on calling all angels, and always just makes me laugh. And she picked up the phone, which, you know, was amazing to me after all these years. And that she said, "Who are you?" I go, "Are you Cindy Larson?" And so she started just going and remembering all these things, and she got me laughing, and she got laughing so hard we didn't even know what we were talking about. And those kinds of laughs, and you have a friend in your life or someone you love that makes you laugh, and it doesn't matter if you haven't seen them for 10 years or 20, it's like so timeless and so healing. And that's how I feel about the other Cindy Larson, too. I was calling her, and I've got a phone call to do to let her know that I love her, and that just seeing her at our class just brightened my day. And so I just want to say, let's reach out to each other. Let's do something on International Peace Day that, in creating peace, it's like a pay it forward. We reach out and we love and we send that peace, because peace is that substance. Peace is that way of doing it genuinely, authentically, and just going out and finding something to laugh. Do something for yourself for this Peace Day that literally brings something of joy. Now, for us at the Second Genesis Awakening, it is having peaches, and the food just really makes us very happy, and it's like almost a euphoria at times. It's a bliss, and yes, food is medicine, and yes, all of these wonderful things that we're talking about today, our medicine. And it's such a wonderful time to be able to feel and love. Food heals, laughter heals, love always prevails. And in talking about how love prevails, I want to talk a little bit about crystal. And we're going to go out today with crystal butterflies. And crystal is my daughter, who was born with congenital heart defects, and she was born with I felt like neurological problems also, and so all of it wasn't wired right, and she stopped breathing when she was 3 months old, and she was in and out of the hospitals and had one open heart surgery. And then after that open heart surgery, she went into a coma. And during that time, I had an extraordinary experiences, which I would say were beyond the veil, where I was really helped and loved by the unseen, the love. And I just want to reach out and thank the angels, thank what I like to say, the Ascended Masters, to thank God. Oh, that was within us all, each step of the way. When I look back, and it's nice, like it sing in the song we started the show, when we can look back and know you're loved, and really focus on love. And that if there's somebody in your life that you want to say, "I love you," I know that for me, it's become something because of the life as being a young lady and losing most of my family. So grateful I call my sister and tell her I love her. Because you never know. It's not to be take for granted that in any moment. And it's not anything to take us down. It's to do something fun. It's to listen to good healing music. It's to be there for somebody. And I find that when you're being there for somebody, when we love somebody, and we truly love somebody, It just makes a whole new reality with possibilities in every moment. And it takes your mind in. What can happen is you can say, I don't want to do it this way. I can go in reverse. Okay, I need to go down a totally different way with the people I love, with myself. And I can get creative. And it's fun to do something that creates not just International Day, but universal, because there's a universal love. So we're talking about divine love that heals. Yes, to be in love, it's wonderful. The love of our children, the love of God, it's all delivers us in our busy lives, and we can begin to feel that integration and that part of ourselves that returns and feels whole. It is possible in this world. Anything's possible. And so as we go out with this day, may you know that you are loved. May all be blessed. May all be fed. And may all find peace in this day. And so I give you a song that is Crystal Butterflies. And know that it is a song about ascending above it all. No matter what dimension, wherever anyone is, seen or unseen, are even those that have crossed over, send the love. It's all like calling all angels, and it is a second Genesis awakening that we are alive now, and we can continue to be alive by being present. God bless you. And thank you for joining me on the second Genesis Awakening. See you next time.
Join us next time as the second Genesis awakening unfolds further mysteries into how our lives can be transformed through ancient insights and modern understandings of how the universe works upon us and within us.
Now remember, the show broadcasts every Monday on DreamVision7Radio.com at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the meantime, you can catch me on my website anytime. Call in allangels.com. I've written a number of songs, and they're available for download on my website. That's callinallangels.com.
The Second Genesis Awakening has been a production of thehumanaccelerator.org, your We community, working to build America's medicine wheels.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.